on Greenland, the right way to approach an issue of this seriousness is through calm discussion between allies. And let's be clear, the security of Greenland matters. And it will matter more as climate change reshapes the Arctic, as sea routes open, and strategic competition intensifies. The High North will require greater attention, greater investment, and stronger collective defence. The United States will be central to that effort, and the UK stands ready to contribute fully alongside our allies through NATO. But there is a principle here that cannot be set aside, because it goes to the heart of how stable and trusted international cooperation works. And so any decision about the future status of Greenland belongs to the people of Greenland and the Kingdom of Denmark alone. That right is fundamental, and we support it. Denmark is a close ally of the United Kingdom and of the United States, a proud NATO member that has stood shoulder to shoulder with us, including at real human cost in recent decades. Alliances endure because they're built on respect and partnership, not pressure. That is why I said the use of tariffs against allies is completely wrong. It is not the right way to resolve differences within an alliance. Nor is it helpful to frame efforts to strengthen Greenland's security as a justification for economic pressure. Such measures hurt British workers, British businesses, and the British economy. And that is why I've been so clear on this issue. A trade war is in no one's interest. And my job is always to act in the UK's national interest.